الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت فيروز آبادی رحمة الله عليه says that when you attend a gathering, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. The beauty of this will be that Allah Azza wa Jalla will appoint an angel to protect you from backbiting others. And when you leave that gathering, again, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla will ensure that that angel protects others from backbiting against you. Subhanallah. This backbiting is a menace and a cancer of society. And by reciting this very special vazifa, inshallah, we can protect ourselves. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, depression is a severe illness. It is a weapon of the shaitan. And often the shaitan uses a particular instrument, a particular cunning plan, a ploy to deceive us and get us to walk down this dark and lonely path of depression. He takes this particular commodity that Allah Azza wa Jalla has gifted us, and he turns it around on us. It was a very beautiful gift. It was very special. It was very precious. It was worth more than gold. But because we didn't care about it, the shaitan turned it around. He instilled boredom in our minds, and he used this precious gift of time against us. Today, we will discuss how he does this and how we can protect ourselves. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, those who have not fully thought through the purpose of their life, they spend their days and nights listening to rumors, listening to falsehood. Their minds are devoid of fruitful and beneficial thoughts. They find themselves idle. Well, what the scholars write is, when you find yourself bored and idle, be prepared for depression. Be prepared for despair, idleness, worries, because you're allowing your mind to wander into the past, go into the future. And what the shaitan does is gives you a horrific picture of the past and scary thoughts of the future. And all the difficulties that have never occurred will play over in your mind. If you want to get out of this, we have to change our mindset. Boredom is a veiled form of suicide. Idleness is a slow torture. This is inflicted upon prisoners in certain countries, where in one country they're placed under a tap and every hour a drop of water falls. And in between the drops of water, they lose their mind. Those people who stay at home day after day after day, just browsing the net, just watching the television, and don't have any purpose in life, they are the very same people who suffer from severe depression. They don't get up to pray. They don't read a book. They don't praise Allah Almighty. They don't write. They don't study. They don't organize. They don't fix things. They just do nothing. And their inactivity kills them. They are almost dead on the surface of the earth before actual death. They spend hours sleeping. You know, the normal person sleeps 6 to 8 hours. They spend 10, 12 hours sleeping. And in the time that they're awake, their achievements are no greater because their life is useless. Their thoughts are devoid. Boredom is instilled into them. And because they have become comfortable in this lifestyle, because the Satan, Shaitan has deceived them to think, well, this is luxury life, you're doing nothing. They think, yes, I'm doing nothing. But when depression hits them, when sadness takes over their life, grief and anxiety and anxiousness kick in, they think, where is this misery coming from? This misery has come from your ignorance. One of the greatest gifts that Allah has given was time. These were precious diamonds. Let me share with you a story of how precious this commodity is. There was a king who was riding past a garden, and somebody was trying to pluck the fruits by throwing things at the fruits. And the king called the man over and he said, what are you doing? He said, I'm trying to get the fruit from the tree. He said, but what are you throwing? He said, just some stones. He said, no, they're not stones. These are priceless diamonds you're throwing away. The man regretted, but it was too late. The scholars write that in exactly the same way, every moment of time is a precious diamond. The clever ones, they change the seconds into minutes, the minutes into hours, the hours into days, the days into weeks, the weeks into months. And they maximize their profit from this commodity. And the foolish ones, time goes by. Every day is the same. Subah hoti hai, sham hoti hai, umr yun hi tamam hoti hai. They get up in the morning, there's no passion for prayer. During the day, they have no achievements to do apart from sit and watch the television. Maybe take the kids to school and come back. They have nothing, no goals in life, no books to read, no knowledge to gain, no zikr to do, no durood e paak to do. They have nothing. Their life is mundane. It is a sad existence where they think they're alive. But you ask most intelligent people and they're dead. This is the slow veiled form of torture that you are imposing upon yourself. And if this is the life that we're living, without any goals, without any achievements in our sight, without any mountains to climb, then be prepared for depression and despair. Our life is what we make it. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us the ability to change our ways. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that value five things before five. And one of those was value spare time before you are busy. But we don't value time. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said on the day of judgment, man will not be able to lift his foot until he is questioned about five things. In which activities was life spent? In which activities was your youth spent? From where did you earn wealth? Where was it spent? To what extent was knowledge acted upon? Now, where are we? What do we do with our life? If we were to be asked about where we spend our time, what we do with it, most of it is spent on the sofa watching television, or on social media, or browsing the net. How are we going to give accountability for this? A vast majority of us are wasting our lives. Yet, the examples the scholars give is of people who even in the most dire and difficult circumstances turn things around. There was one scholar who was imprisoned on an island. And for years he was alone on that island. He didn't have a pen, but he used charcoal to write a book, which even to today is read and knowledge is gained from it. There was another great scholar who was imprisoned by the king. He was thrown down a dark well. His students used to come to the well, sit around the top. He used to give his speech. The students used to write it down. He dictated books. He didn't have time to get bored at the bottom of a well. They did not have time to get bored on a deserted island. And yet we've got every luxury of life. We have every opportunity to achieve. We have everything, all the means to become successful. And yet, we do nothing with our time. No wonder we get depressed. It's all about the mindset. It's all about appreciating the luxuries that Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted us. We sit there for hours getting depressed. Yet when it comes to reciting Durood-e Paak or doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla or standing in salah, even 5 minutes seems an hour to us. Why? Because it's all up here. It's like two people. You give them both £1,000 each. And the ignorant one, the foolish one, he thinks, oh, I'll have a luxury life for a few days. So he starts to take, order takeaway, go out with the boys, chill out. And £1,000 is going down and down and down and down. And eventually when it finishes, he's depressed. He looks over and he sees a multimillionaire. How fortunate is he? He's got the kismet. Allah has blessed him. But actually, he had £1,000 as well. But while you were busy enjoying and taking the luxuries of life, he actually invested his £1,000. He worked hard day and night. He labored. He set up his business. He didn't sleep for days. He wanted to earn halal. He prayed to Allah for success. And while you were enjoying life, he was building an empire. He was building a business. He was building his mansions. He was buying his flash car. Where are we today? What are we trying to achieve? What are we doing with this great commodity? People are using their time to build their future. We say that you can't predict the future. Do you know what the scholars say? Yes, you can. You can predict your own future. If you said, I'm going to write a book, 500 pages, in 2 months, 50 days, but you sat there and did nothing, you wouldn't be able to achieve it. But if you did 10 pages a day, then in 50 days, you would have your book. Now, if you are determined and you are passionate, then you can predict the future. You can say, I will give commitment for that. I will work every day so that in 50 days' time, I'm predicting I'll have my book ready. The problem we have is this. He's got a good destiny. He's very fortunate. He's very lucky. I'm unlucky. Allah has blessed him. He got the opportunities. He got the chances. I didn't get anything. You had what he had. The thing that he did was didn't sit there and get depressed. He worked hard. He had a passion. He didn't waste a minute of his day thinking about the past and brooding over the future. No. He utilized every moment of that precious commodity. And today, he's reaping the reward. Whereas today, you are upset and depressed and think that you have nothing. Today, you're thinking he had a good destiny and you didn't. We all believe in destiny as part of our iman. That doesn't mean you sit there idly and you do nothing. What that means is that you do everything within your power. Man has been created with power. Allah has granted you this power, this ability to go out and achieve your goals. Some people are running a marathon, some people are sprinting, some people are climbing mountains, and yet you're sat at the bottom thinking, how great would it be if I could get to the top? One day I will do it. I will definitely try. I want to achieve it. I want to see the views from up there. But you haven't taken one step towards it. That is our problem. And when you realize your failure, then it fuels your depression. You can predict your future. You can bring yourself out of depression by making your life active. There are two types of people. There are active people and there are passive people. The active people always have something to do. They're reading a book, they're reading the Quran, they're reading the translation, the tafsir, hadith mubarakah, they've got so many wills to do, they're teaching their kids, they're doing this, they're going to the madrasa, their online courses, madrasas in Medina, Balighan, Madni Kaflas, they're constantly running about. Active life. They haven't got time to get depressed. They haven't got time to think about insignificant things. Their life is so full of beautiful flowers. They've not got time to cry over the thrones. They live in a beautiful world. They're not going to cry over dilapidated buildings. Why? They move on quickly. Somebody upsets them, maybe for a short moment they upset. But then time moves on, they move on, end of story. But then you've got the passive ones. They live a life of misery. Their life revolves around what others think, what others do, what others eat, what others wear. That's their life. They sit there idly on their sofas day after day feeling sorry for themselves. They won't go to the masajid. They will not go for prayers. They will not pray at home. They will not read the Quran. They'll spend time, waste time on social media and on television. And then when they see the other person happy and joyful, they think, why? Why am I so miserable? Why is he so joyful? Why is Allah giving him such a beautiful life? Why am I not getting the same thing? And na'uzubillah, they start to think that their destiny is bad and Allah hasn't dealt them a just hand. Astaghfirullah. The problem is that that person you see with all the luxuries and everything working out for him gets up and prays Fajr in the masjid. That person you see gets up and reads the Quran. He makes sure his children read the Quran. He changes the environment in his house to remember Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 24/7. He walks out to the house and reads the dua. He earns halal. He spends his life serving the deen. He tries to travel on the Madani kafilas. He goes to the Ijtima', Zikr and Naat and everything else. And his life evolves around Allah and his Habib. He's always active. He's always doing things. And you are always sat there, away from the masajid, away from the Madani environment, away from Madani channel, watching dramas, watching all sorts of filth on the internet. And then you expect to be in the same category. What you do is what you get. If you do good, you will get good. But if you do bad, you will get bad. If you think that you're going to sit in the comfort of your own room, look at the wrong thing on the internet, and then expect peace and tranquility in your heart, it's not going to happen. But if you purify your loneliness when you're sat alone, if you're looking at Medina Live, if you're looking at Madani Channel, if you're learning the deen, then watch. Your depression, your anxieties will disappear. Don't cry. Don't cry over missed opportunities. If it wasn't for you, Allah will give you the opportunity. But try and better yourself. Create your own opportunities. Allah has given you the ability. It's the ones who are weak who sit there and say, he had better chances, I didn't. But the intelligent one, he creates his own opportunities. How many people do we know who from nothing have built empires, have built stable lives, have built good homes from nothing? Why? Because they went out to work and achieve. They had a passion, they had a determination, they had a longing. So they did it. They didn't just sit there. It didn't just happen by sitting there. They went out to achieve, to set up their business, to become good at work, to do the work of deen, to educate themselves, to learn the Quran, to better recite it, to rhythmically recite it, to read the Naat. They had to work. It doesn't come naturally to anybody. Create your opportunities. Build your own skyscrapers. Get off the sofa today and think, what will I achieve? At the moment, my life is going nowhere. But right now, I could be going to masjid for namaz. I could be reading a para of the Quran a day. If I've got time, I could be reading tafsir. During these lockdowns, people became depressed and bored. Why? Because they were idle. They were doing nothing. And yet, I know Islamic brothers in this country, an Islamic brother, senior Islamic brother from Dewsbury, he read during the last year and a half, he read 10 volumes, Siratul Jinan fi Tafsir al-Quran, 3 times. This was the Quran, the translation and the commentary, 3 times during lockdown. The lockdown came as a blessing to him. For most of us, because we were idle, because we were bored, because we didn't have a plan, because we didn't have things to do, because we didn't have goals to achieve, because we didn't have passions to follow, this lockdown was a nightmare and a misery. But for people like that, this lockdown was a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They took out all the books they wanted to read. I wanted to read this, never had time, I'm going to read this. I wanted to read the translation of the Quran. I wish that I could recite Durood e Pak 5,000 times a day during lockdown. Alhamdulillah, I did it. These are the people who achieved. And the miserable ones, their life went down and down and down. You have a greater purpose in life.
It's all about the mindset, the intention. You've got to change the intention. You've got to change the conscious so that the subconscious thinking will change. Whatever you feed into this brain, into this mind, is there. You know, when you watch something or you see something, for a couple of days it stays in your mind. Now, if you instill into this mind that I've got to achieve something, I've got to do something, you instill in this mind that knowledge of deen is important, I've got to read the Quran, I've got to learn the deen of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you constantly listen to Beyond, watch Madani channel, go to the Madani Kaflas, go to the Thursday Istimas, those thoughts circulate in your head. And that busies you with the good things and keeps you away from the waswasas of the shaitan. Hadith Mubarakah, consider time a luxury before you are busy. Ask yourself, which person am I? If I'm suffering from depression, am I the active one or the passive one? Am I the one who, if given gold, turns it into mud? Or am I the one who takes nothing, mud, soil, and turns it into gold? Let's be the latter. Let's be those who work hard and through our achievements earn something. Not those who sit there hoping that suddenly a treasure will appear for me and I'll be the richest man in the world and have these dreams of success. But without action, without hours of work, without determination, without striving, it's never going to happen. Be prepared to go out. There is an example that the scholars use. Two people given a priceless commodity. Say gold, for example. Both given 10 kilos of gold. Now one of them goes and buries it in the ground. And every so often he goes, digs back the soil, takes out a little piece, goes and sells it, and lives a luxury life. The other one, he invests it. He takes it to a jeweler, he gets diamonds embedded in it, and he sells it and makes a big profit. And then he invests that in business, and his business is going up and up and up. He becomes a multimillionaire. And this one, in a few years' time, he's used all his gold. He goes and digs and digs and digs, thinking there might be a last piece in the ground, but there's nothing there. He's now depressed because he achieved nothing. He took the easy way. He has achieved something. Time is more precious than gold. Take your time and use it in your favor. Don't let this time cut you down. Because time is like a sword, the scholars say. If you don't tear through it, it will cut you down. There are clever people who have turned their seconds into minutes and their minutes into hours and their hours into days by organizing themselves, by managing their time. And then there are people who day and night have wasted their time. Years have gone by and they've achieved nothing. 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And they're still where they were 15, 20 years ago. They've achieved nothing. They've got enough money coming in from benefits or other sources to put food on the table, and that's where they are. They had no ambition in life. They had no dreams. They had nothing. And all they did in their lives was be part of backbiting, rumors, and everything else, and then severe depression, and then antidepressants, and a life that's full of misery and illness. It's time to wake up. It's time to think, why am I being foolish? For a foolish person, every day of the week is the same. Sunday is Monday, Monday is Tuesday. But for the active person, every day is different. Every day is a new achievement. Every day, destiny is shining on him. Every day he has new things to achieve, new goals to score. The foolish man is weighing up his thoughts, whereas the intelligent man is achieving his dreams. The shaitan has trapped the foolish one, the ignorant one, tied his hands and feet, and forced him to do nothing with his life. But the intelligent one, the strong one, has broken the chains and said, Allah Azza wa Jal created me to achieve. I am going to achieve. Allah Azza wa Jal will bless me. And he's expanded his vision, his field, and he's achieved. He's done things with his life that people couldn't dream of. He's improved his personal self, his education, his home, his life, his finances. Everything is perfectly organized. This is the intelligent person. This is the clever person. And the ignorant one, Allahu Akbar, he wastes his time. Let me leave you with a few very, very important and interesting stories to think about. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi says that I understood the tafsir of Surah Al-Asr from a person selling ice. Allahu Akbar. In Surah Al-Asr, translation from Kanz al-Iman, it says, by oath of this era of yours, O beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed man is surely in loss, except those who accept faith and did good deeds and urged the truth upon one another and urged one another to have patience. And Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi says, I really understand this. When I saw a person, he had a trailer and he had a block of ice on it and he was selling the ice. And you know what he was saying to the people? He was saying, buy this ice from me because my most precious commodity that I'm selling is melting away by the second. So if you don't come and buy it, in a few hours it'll be gone and I'll have nothing to sell. Buy it from me. And Hazrat Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi says that it made me think about Surah Asr Sharif and the time and how important this commodity is and how we waste it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two such favors about which many people are in deception. One is health and the other is leisure time. Then Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, value five things before five others. Youth before old age. Health before illness. Wealth before poverty. Leisure time before busyness. And life before death. Today, if you're young, it's time to go to the Masjid for Fajr. It's time to go to Masjid for Isha. It's time to read the extra nafil. It's time to read the Quran. It's time to do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's time to help others. It's time to be strong. Today, if you have money, it's time to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, if you're healthy, then spend the days and nights worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. In another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the day makes an announcement daily at the time of sunrise. If you want to perform any good deed today, then do it, because I will never return. Allahu Akbar. And then the great Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala, departing his great words of wisdom, gave us some beautiful Madni pearls. Let me share a couple of those with you. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, these days are the pages of your life. Decorate them with good deeds. And Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala said, I don't feel more sad and ashamed on anything else more than the day which I spend without increasing my good deeds. Are we increasing our good deeds? Because the more you increase your obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, the more depression will run away from you. The more time you spend in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, in fulfilling the commandments of the deen, and sending durood of salam upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more time you spend living your life in accordance with the Quran and the Hadith, the more you can say goodbye to depression, anxiety, grief, and fear. But if you're not going to do that, then you are welcoming despair into your life. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to change our mindset to a madani mindset which evolves around the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen bi jahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Do not lose hope. Do not be sad.
Now if we are in a life of depression where we're wasting a lot of our time, if you are going to all of a sudden try and do too many things, it's not going to work. And gradually you'll go back to your old life. But the examples the scholars give is, say somebody is very miserly and he doesn't like giving money in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And, you know, he's not going to give £100 straight off. But that person, if he wants to get rid of this habit, he should start donating a penny or a pound here and there Every time he goes to the masjid, donates a pound. Every time he sees somebody poor, donates a pound. Then, gradually over time, he'll get into the habit of giving, and his mind and his conscious and his subconscious will start to accept that giving in the way of Allah is good. In exactly the same way, applying the same analogy to our situation, we waste a lot of time, we're in depression, we spend a lot of time, you know, on social media, on browsing the net, on television and everything else, and we have very little achievements we actually make. Now, if somebody suddenly decides, right, I want to do this, I want to do that, I'm going to start this, I'm going to start that, you make a long list. It's a bit like New Year's resolutions, which work for about a few weeks, and then after that, you're back to your old self. The tactic behind it is like that person who was very miserly. If you're going to ask him to give away £1,000, £100, he wasn't going to do it. Give a pound. Start slowly. Just list a couple of things. I will make sure I pray my salah. I will make sure I'd spend no more, but say 24 minutes every day, or 12 minutes every day, reading the Quran. Siratul Jinan fi tafsir al-Quran with translation. English commentary of the Quran, English translation of the Quran. 12 minutes, that's it. During the day, I'm going to pray my salah. I'm going to try and get to the masjid. Just the little things. After a week, once you establish that, increase it a little bit. I'm going to actually attend the Madrasatul Madina Balighan classes 3 days a week. Start with the weekly Ijtima, once a week. After a few weeks, the Madrasatul Madina Balighan. Then, once a month, the Madni Kaflas of Dawat Islami. Then, if you're going to spend time watching the TV, sometimes we're addicted to the television. One good Madni pearl is this. Watch good things. Put a bihan on. You know, Mufti Qasim Sahib Daan Barakat Mulaliya's bihans, Abdul Habib Bhai's bihans, Nigrani Shura's bihans. Best of all, Madni Muzakkarat. Amir al-Sunnah Daan Barakat Mulaliya gives so many Madni pearls. And just watching Amir al-Sunnah in the Madni Muzakkarat will start to get rid of your depression. Why? Because you're seeing a pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, the walis of Allah Azza wa Jal, when you look at their face, it reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what it is all about. Look at these things. Try and change your life gradually. Just watch the Madni Muzakkarah every Saturday. Don't set out to achieve everything in one day. Bite size. If you do it slowly and gradually over weeks and months, change your life. Get out. Go for long walks. Keep a tasbih with you. Start doing the zikr. I'm going to read Durood e Pak 1,000 times a day. I'm going to do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu, 1,000 times a day. But at the same time, I want to walk around the block every day. Get the fresh air. Do the zikr. Watch your life change. And watch this depression disappear. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Salu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.